Despite a surge in profits, listed private schooling group Advitech has decided to preserve cash and has maintained its dividend payout during what it's labelled a high capital investment period. CEO Roy Douglas joins us in studio now to go through where the company is at. Thanks so much, Roy, for joining us this evening. So you've reported, as I say, a surge in profit and conserving cash as you invest in the business, but also as you battle a pretty tough economy. So right at the top, take us through some of the pressure points you're having to buffer against.
Yes, certainly. You know, we all know that it's a very difficult time for the consumers, an extended period of economic downturn, and there's no doubt about it that consumers are under massive disposable income pressure. We're seeing that in portions of our business. For example, in our premium sector, we have our overall net enrollments have been affected by immigration particularly, and also financial hardships, which has mean there's been muted enrollment net enrollment growth at that level. We are also investing in the mid-fee sector as we expand our portfolio, or increase our presence in that sector, so there's an investment behind that move. And then, of course, we're also looking into Africa, which we see exciting opportunity too. And not to mention our tertiary division, which has performed outstandingly over the last few years. And, you know, there will be capacity increases there. So we have around about 1.4 billion CapEx program planned for. And we just think in this difficult economic period, it's prudent of us to try and ensure that we are preserving cash. We've signaled this to the market previously. Mm. We've increased our dividend cover over the last few years, and we're just being cautious.
So where headline numbers are, revenue up 15%, profit after tax growing 28%. If you strip out some of the one-off tailwinds, what kind of growth are you really seeing?
Well, our tertiary business has grown at 20% revenue and profit 20% as well. Our schools business 9%, predominantly on the back of good volume growth in East Africa and our McKinney schools and our Crawford schools. More muted at home, where the growth has only been around about 4% in revenue on the school side. So the real issue, the pressure, is the restructuring, integrations, reorganization that we're doing in our core premium brands, collectively with the investment that we're making and moving into that mid-fee sector.
Talk us through some of the strategic rationalization and organizational restructuring that's happening amidst this landscape, specifically in South Africa.
Yeah, sure. Advitech has a very traditional portfolio of schools. You may have some 100 schools in our business, in our schools division here in South Africa. And all of those were autonomous and independent operations with their own finance and support functions. We've been in a process now of consolidating, rationalizing, establishing a group shared services function, which will give us significant efficiencies on administration and financial processing. Of course, in order to do that, we've had to look at a variety of systems investments to consolidate and synchronize in that area, all of which has taken time, and we've moved into this shared services environment over the last year, 18 months or so. And we're starting to see some of the benefits coming through now, but it is still a process under work.
With those shifts, as far as pricing model is concerned, Roy, mid-fee being targeted more so, you've highlighted that right at the top. What impact do you see that having on operating margins down the line?
Should be no impact on margins. Certainly in terms of rand denominations, there is an impact as we have lower fees in that mid-fee sector. But the investments are also lower. It's a much narrower curricula. Their facilities are more defined than they are in our premium sector. So at a margin level and a percentage basis, the returns are still exactly the same as we expect from the premium sector.
That being said, you are identifying opportunities. So what kind of capital commitments are you making?
Well, as I said, our CapEx plan, uncommitted at this point in time, is around 1.4 billion for the future. Around 700 million of that obviously going into the schools and schools area, growing that mid-fee, investing in our existing premium schools too, to make sure that the valuing offering is commensurate.
And that debt funded?
Well, yes, largely debt funded, but you must remember we're a very strong cash generator. As our school grows and we've had 15% revenue growth, we get strong cash generation. Our cash generation is up 22%. So that growth funds our ability. So our balance sheet is still very strong. And we're comfortable. We're well within our own internal covenants, which are much more strict than those from our lenders, and we're very comfortable with our balance sheet position.
Given performance in your schools division and tertiary division, do you venture more so and more aggressively into the tertiary space within the current environment?
No, we're agnostic between the two divisions, quite honestly. We see opportunities in both. You know, education, whether it be at schools level and K-12, or whether it's in the tertiary functions, presents a lot of opportunities for us. We're excited about both segments, and it's a question of building on the businesses and the state and the cycle that they're in at any point in time.
Let's leave it there. Roy, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Roy Douglas is the CEO of Advitech.